Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Another year is history, and the firm but often unseen hand of God has written another chapter in the history of humankind. Like the knots in a sailor's rope, or the trickle of sand through the hourglass, or the fence posts along a highway, the coming of a new year is a marker in your life, in everyone's life. Interested in making this coming year better than the last one? Then today's three guidelines for living are just for you. Three phrases: forget, remember, and press on. First, forget the past. The cry remember is militant, and there are some things we need to remember, but there are other things which should be forgotten. Like what? Like your mistakes and failures. Like your sins which are confessed and forgiven. Forget your sorrows and disappointments, because they grow only heavier with each year. You know, some folks live in a world of broken pieces. They constantly dwell on their pain and their hurts, their wrongs, the short end of the bargain, the way someone cheated them out of an inheritance, the rejection they experienced from someone they loved. Now, all of these things are painful, but healing in your life will not take place until you put them behind you and essentially forget them. Paul stressed the importance of learning to forget, saying, "Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." If you can't forget, which may mean forgiving as well, you will go through the new year bearing a burden which will certainly rob you of your joy. The taste of revenge is never sweet, nor worth what it costs in peace of mind and heart. Guideline number two, remember. In God's Word, the Bible, we are told to remember about twice as many things as we are told to forget. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses wrote, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years." Again he urged, "Remember the days of old. Consider the generations long past." One of the reasons the memory capacity of our mind isn't so great is that we're always focusing on present needs rather than past victories. Yet it builds your faith to remember the way God has met you in the past. Remember when you were hospitalized and God met you? Remember when your son or daughter was in trouble and you prayed and God heard you? Do you remember when you were broke and unemployed and God sent a gift to meet your need? Now, if God met you yesterday, why can't you believe him for today? Try to remember that God never grows weary, that he knows your needs far better than even you do yourself. He knows when to answer your prayer and when it is best to let you learn the lesson of patient trust. Guideline three, press forward with the Lord. Problems and pressures will do one of two things. They will drive you further from the Lord, or else they will gently push you towards him. It all depends on where you put yourself in relationship to the problem. Remember, Dad, when your children were small, how you would take them for a walk along towards sunset? They would run ahead of you, not wanting to stay with you, until it got dark. And then presently, a little hand would reach up for your larger hand, and the darker it grew, the closer they wanted to stay by your side. That's the way it is in the coming year. Who knows what it will bring? But when you hold the hand of him who holds the world, there's no need to worry.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.